This parak of Yuma Mishnah Gimel. We continue the Seder Hayoyim Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol shechted his par and had somebody stirring the blood. In the meantime, he went up and took coals and eventually brought them into the Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores, and they started the smoke came out of the Ketores. Then, when he finished that, Mishnah Gimel Notalus Adami Mishayim Maris, but he took the blood from the one who was stirring it in the Azara. He went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rabbi Mokham Sha'omad, he's from the same place, Bein Habadim. He's in the Menor Achas, the Malah, the Shevel, the Mata. Sprinkled one upwards and seven downwards, Lo Yim Echad Mahadis, Lo the Malah, the Mata, Elokim Matzlis. He wasn't, his Kavana was not to have it hit the top part of the Mizbech, or the bottom part of the Mizbech. He was just tilted to the top, and it would go upwards, but the idea was that it would fall to the ground. Yeah. Was the intention was not to get on the Mizbech, on the Orem Dafka. V'kachal Yomoyin Achas, he would say Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Sholosh, Achas v'Alba, Achas v'Chomish, Achas v'Sheish, Achas v'Sheva. Each time he would count one on top, and now this is the second from the bottom, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh to the bottom. Yotze v'Nifra Al-Ken Azov Shalheichel. Now that he finished his head, he would put on a special pillar that was set aside for this, in the Heichel in the Beit HaMikdash itself. He did not take it out of the Beit HaMikdash because he will soon need it to do more Hazois in the Beit HaMikdash.